and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a senior portfolio manager on RBC Blue Bay's leveraged finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. Those who bought the dip in the first 2 weeks of August were rewarded as front-end rates rallied and high-yield spreads touched nearly 400 over. JP Morgan estimates that the street has been lifted out of a net $3.3 billion of their inventory month-to-date. And we've bounced off the year-to-date wides, and the junk bond market is approaching local tights in yield, and for good reason. Double B bonds are north of 50% of the index, which is almost 10% higher than their long-term average. Triple C bonds are 13% of the index, which is 4.5% below their long-term average. So you don't have to take my word for it when I say that the U.S. high-yield benchmark offers above-average quality. That said, the leveraged finance market isn't all clear skies and upgrades. Overlevered balance sheets certainly do exist, and odds are those cap structures are larger than they were a year ago. The debt-backing LBOs and dividend deals to sponsors remain in full force, but the reality is that most of that type of risk resides in leverage loan or private debt form. Year-to-date, 76% of supply from high-yield issuers has been used to refinance existing debt. That's about 18% higher than the loan market. The difference between the two sub-asset classes within LevFin largely boils down to divvies and LBOs. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it will be quarters, not months, before the underlying credit quality and high yield deteriorates meaningfully. One of the things that we have our eye on is how much of that lower quality supply leaks into floating rate markets into fixed. In fact, we expect LBO supply to pick up in September after a relatively quiet summer. To sum up, while spreads may seem tight, there's still quite a bit of value left on the table as credit quality warrants valuation and technicals remains firm. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.